This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1364. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded June 26th, close down of Radio Budapest, Ethiopian Orthodox Radio, New Bolivian on 60 meters, Radio Free Venezuela, Carl Haas signing off, new summer shows on CBC, more Hmong radio from Hawaii, and the propagation outlook. We've been expecting this for several months, and there was more word that it was coming at the end of May, but now it seems to be final, the close down of Radio Budapest, Hungary. Dino Bloisi in Florida received this June 19th from Hugo Longhi in Argentina, which I translate from Spanish. I regret to give news of the definitive closure of Radio Budapest, the Hungarian external service, as from this June 30th. Although officially they've not made the announcement, because this has been forbidden, Sergio Perez has confided this to me. Apparently the measure will reach all the languages, not just Spanish. So that which has been anticipated for quite a while has now been made definite. Sergio expects to say goodbye to the audience on Friday, June 29th, or Saturday the 30th. Then on June 24th, Kai Ludwig in Germany picks up on a report in the ADX group from Paul Gagger in Austria about the imminent demise of Radio Budapest finally being mentioned on the air, at least in German. There was a show called Gruß und Kuss for Germans formerly living in Hungary. So the only thing remains to be seen, he says, will Magyar Radio keep some of the domestic service Kossuth Radio on shortwave or abandon it altogether? And what will happen to the transmitters at Yashbereni? There is one VOA transmission relayed there in Russian from 13 to 14 on 11725, which could become the only shortwave broadcasting remaining from Hungary. Also, Dragan Lekic in Serbia was listening to the June 22nd English program from Radio Budapest, in which Georgi Jakobi said, which just 8 days before we'll be off the air. You may have noticed that in the past 1 or 2 weeks, me and my colleagues have tried to bring you programs from our archive. Speaking of which, at least for the present, Radio Budapest also webcasts, and you can get the recent programs on demand via http://real1.radio.hu/nemzeti.htm. And if you can pick them up, the 2 English half hours to North America on shortwave are at 01 on 6040 and at 0230 on 6195. A few months ago, we had reports from Europe of time signals being heard on 25 megahertz, but no such stations were known to exist anymore. Long ago, WWV had a transmitter on that frequency, but not anymore. This may explain it. Andrea Bonigno in Italy reported to BCL News that someone in Germany, DL6NL, had heard time signals on 25 megahertz, which are a 100-watt transmitter with a vertical antenna with 10 dB gain coming from Finland. There are time pips every second and something called the IRIG B1 kilohertz time code. It's not clear if they make any actual ID, but somehow he found out it comes from the Center for Meteorology and Accreditation, which is known by the acronym MIKES. Bear Truth now in Lithuania is starting June 18th, the Poland-based Radio Racja, broadcasting in Belarusian for Belarus, is relayed via Sitkonai, Lithuania, on 6225, 100 kilowatts, from 1530 to 1730. This is in addition to the broadcast coming directly from Warsaw, Poland, in fact the only remaining shortwave broadcast from Poland, 1930 to 2130 on 6105. In the Russian DX publication in English, Signal, Alexander Yegorov of Radio Ukraine International says despite the doubling of RUI English broadcasting hours in April, the number of original program airings remains the same. And in fact, the number of repetitions has doubled. His monthly DX program, The Whole World on the Radio Dial, is repeated 31 times after the first airing. However, in order to avoid so much repetition, the new edition alternates with the previous edition from one broadcast to the next, starting Saturday at 19 with a new one, then UT Sunday at midnight, 5 and 11 UT, while the previous one airs Saturdays at 21, Sundays at 03, 07, and 14, actually about 18 minutes past these hours. Based on info from Radio Romania International, we recently gave a reduced schedule of frequencies for their English broadcast due to transmitter work at their Galbeni transmitter site. But never mind, Christopher Lewis in England found on their website an announcement that they are actually continuing without any interruption to service while the work is being carried out. On UT Monday, June 18th, John Babis in Maryland caught another of those unscheduled English broadcasts from the Voice of Greece. Monday at 02 to 03 on 7475 and 9420. This program was about John Sibelius, the composer. Now it was partly in English, but translated into Greek, and there were also elements in Russian, someone they were interviewing later in the hour. So we suspect it is actually a program from one of the Greek domestic networks, which might account for why it is not on the schedule as an entirely English external broadcast. Both Greece and Turkey play some wonderful music on shortwave, and I ran across some exotic Volca music with otherworldly reverb from Turkey on 11980, the Turkish language service, until 0500 UT. As a matter of fact, that's beamed toward North America, 310 degrees, between 04 and 07 UT. One fortnight ago, we reported that English broadcasts from Israel Radio had been threatened once again and had been saved once again, but the broadcasting situation in Israel remains rather precarious. Some of the stories which have emerged since then: committee extends grace period to resolve IBA budget crisis, said the Jerusalem Post, sit on to us by Donny Rosenzweig, and via the Media Network weblog from Haaretz, IBA considering merging English language TV and radio news. And from the June 19th Jerusalem Post, IBA English News will stay on the air, again that one via Donny Rosenzweig, and the Media Network blog, to which Andy Sennett comments, this is the clearest statement yet that Israel Radio's foreign service is safe. For years there have been rumors of cuts, even closure, but always the IBA has backed off at the last minute. Current events in the Palestinian territories have no doubt concentrated minds. But then there was another Haaretz story on June 20th headlined, IBA employees still fear for the future of English broadcasting, may be harmed by upcoming budget cuts. The axe has yet to fall. Bernd Truten now forwards the new schedule from the TDP website for Voice of Mesopotamia. The Kurdish clandestine, presumably still transmitted via Moldova, Dinga Mesopotamia. They had been using a night frequency, 7590, but now they're running straight through all day and evening on 11530. From 0400 until 2000 UT. If you hear Egyptian music on 9450, it's not exactly Radio Cairo, and you won't find it on their schedule. Wolfgang Büschel says that exact frequency is an Egyptian espionage station playing music by a late Egyptian singer, I wonder if it's of the 50s and 60s. A great song performance was heard in the time slot 07 to 08 UT. Tarek Zaidan says it's also heard in the range between 7100 and 7200 kHz. Now, he doesn't mention in this item, but I assume by espionage, that means it also transmits coded messages. I believe I recently gave a schedule for Southern Sudan Interactive Radio Instruction, but that's already been changed once again. DX Mix News in Bulgaria says since June 4th, they have these Monday through Friday broadcasts, and they're all in English. 06 to 630 on UAE 15440 and Armavir Russia on 15505. 0630 to 07 on Rwanda 11945. Now, strangely enough, there's another broadcast at 6:30 to 7, but it's only on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday via UAE on 15445. And finally, from 14 to 14:30 on Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays via Armavir Russia on 15470. Here's a new service coming up from the TDP website. It's the Exiled Ethiopian Orthodox Church, a weekly broadcast on Mondays only at 16 to 17 on 15260. Pardon my pronunciation, but the way it's given on the site is Zena Tewahedo, the Ligament Holy Synod of the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church in Exile. It's in the Amharic language. A bit more about it from the Ethiopian Review website via BBC Monitoring and Media Network. It will include Bible teaching, church news, and reports and discussions of current social, political, and other issues of national importance. The Holy Synod is led by the legitimate patriarch, they say, of Ethiopia, Abune Merkurios, who went into exile when the Tigrayan People Liberation Front came to power in 1991. It's the dominant party within the ruling coalition. While in exile, Abune Merkurios helped prevent Ethiopian churches in the diaspora from being taken over by the Wayani-installed patriarch Abba Gebremedin, who is viewed by Ethiopians more as a political cadre of the regime than a religious leader. This hopes to be a voice for the millions of Ethiopians who are being brutalized by the tribal junta in power. There's another Ethiopian clandestine on the same frequency during the same hour, 16 UT on 15260, on a different day of the week, Thursday. It's EPPF Radio. This was heard by Ernesto Paulero in Argentina on June 14th. And it's also in the TDP schedule. Checking HFCC, I see that TDP has reserved this frequency hour 7 days a week, but I guess they're not using all of them yet, mostly for clandestines to East Africa. Thomas Nielsen of Shortwave Bulletin forwards a report from Christer Brunstrom in Sweden that on June 14th, Voice of Tanzania Zanzibar on 11735 relayed that English newscast from Spice FM at a different time than usual. He heard it at 2000 UT. However, on June 18th, it was back at 1800, so we're not sure if there is any permanent change. Check both hours. In Atividade de Xix, Renato Uliana in Brazil reports hearing Radio La Voz de las Madres in Buenos Aires on 3385. June 16th at 2314 UT with tangos and local announcements mentioning their medium wave frequency 530 kilohertz. Well, this station has never been known to be on shortwave before, and we cannot explain it as a harmonic or a spur, so possibly someone is relaying them, or they actually have a new shortwave frequency, 3385. There's also been news that after many years of being an unofficial or pirate station on 530, they have been legalized. These are the mothers which demonstrate daily against their sons and relatives who were disappeared years ago in Argentina. Here's a Brazilian I've not seen reported for a while, Radio Educação Rural in Coari, 5035. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia heard it signing on June 10th at 0958 with the national anthem, and mentioning medium wave 560 as well as shortwave 5035. Coari is in the state of Amazonas, which should make it a little easier for those of us to the north to hear. You're listening to the media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio number 1364. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com, or P.O. Box 1684, ENIDOK 73702. Where you may send a check in the mail, as David Cole did from Goodwell, Oklahoma. Many thanks for your financial support. On June 21st, Alfredo Locatelli in Uruguay reported to the Condiche list hearing an unidentified Latin American on 4732. At 1110 to 1130 UT, it identified, he got the name of it, but not the location, as Radio Universitaria. That evening, it was also reported by Nicolás Ceramo in Argentina. And then the next morning, by Arnaldo Sline in Argentina, at 1050 UT, but he was having a lot of electrical noise and still could not identify it. They were playing some Argentine folk music, and he says it sounded Bolivian or Peruvian. And the following evening, June 22nd, from 2245 to midnight 15, Nicolás Ceramo in Argentina was able to identify it fully. On 4732.03, Radio Universitaria in Cobija, Pando, Bolivia. They had a musical program, several IDs, mentioning the Universidad Amazónica de Pando, FM 97.9, shortwave 4730, a couple of kilohertz off frequency thus, and a Hotmail email address. You can read more about the university and something about the radio station, although just about their FM transmissions, at www.uapnet.edu.bo. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia reports Radio Ondas del Sur Oriente in Quijabamba, Peru, on 5120.4, June 9th at midnight 35 to 0106 with a program called Sábados Calientes. Tropical music and an ID at 0101 mentioning medium wave 1400 and 96.5 FM. And on shortwave 5070, that's their nominal frequency, although they've previously been reported on 5068. I wonder why they're avoiding 5070, way up on 5120.4. A Venezuelan station, Radio Amazonas, had been varying around 5125, but lately we've had several reports of it very close to its nominal frequency, imagine that, 4940. These are about 4939.6 to 4939.82. It's in Puerto Ayacucho. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia heard it signing off at 2330 on June 10th. However, on June 14th, Scott Barber in New Hampshire was hearing it later than that, from midnight 19 to midnight 37. And Acker Peterson in Denmark heard it as late as 0210. On various dates from June 14th to 19th. Maurits van Driessche in Belgium reported at midnight 16 on June 22nd. Also in the morning, Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania at 0915 to 933 June 15th. Strong carrier, but very weak modulation. In the Ontario DX Association, Dan Malloy reports getting a verification from Radio Nacional de Venezuela. It took more than a year, but what's unusual is that it arrived via FedEx rather than postal service. In fact, the cost to the station was about $40, considerably more than airmail would have cost. It contained a lot of Bolivarian literature, all in Spanish. He says, this will keep me busy for a while. The oil bucks may be coming from this area. On his official website, Congressman Connie Mack of Florida says, the House of Representatives approved an amendment I offered that will provide an accurate and comprehensive alternative source of news to the people of Venezuela. It's an amendment to the FY 2008 Foreign Operations Appropriations Bill. Passed by a voice vote, it would grant the Broadcasting Board of Governors the tools to increase broadcasting to Venezuela and Latin America. He said freedom of the press died in Venezuela on May 27th when Chavez shut down Radio Caracas Televisión. Voice of America must provide and create additional programs. VOA can have an even greater ability and capability to broadcast longer with more programming. One could not expect Connie Mack to know that VOA already broadcasts in Spanish to Latin America 2 sesquihours a day, half in the morning and half in the evening, and some of the morning hours are especially for the Andes, which includes Venezuela. Yimber Gaviria in Colombia heard Radio Havana, Cuba on a reactivated frequency, 9820, from 2240 to sign off at midnight UT. Arnie Coro saw his report about this on the HCDX list and explained promptly that it's a 100-kilowatt transmitter they're using for the Mesa Redonda program, which is in Spanish between 22 and 24 UT, the time varying somewhat. You may recall 9820 was once a powerful radio Havana frequency used in the evenings in English. Usually there's regular Cuban noise or bubble jamming against Radio Republica, but Mark Taylor in Wisconsin was monitoring 6100 June 20th until 0300 or later, and he heard Radio Havana Cuba in English covering Radio Republica via the UK on 6100. But the next day, there was no Cuba in English. It may have been a mistake, or perhaps they were trying out a different method of jamming. We could hardly believe our ears at the beginning of the A07 season when we found Voice of America's Special English at 0130 UT weeknights on 6,000 kHz, colliding with Radio Havana, which has been using 6,000 as long as we can remember. Well, finally, on May 16th, the VOA caught on and changed their frequency to 6040. I happened to see on the website of Cleveland's commercial classical station, WCLV, that Adventures in Good Music with Carl Haas is coming to an end at the end of June. It's been on WCLV and syndicated to many other stations, although Carl Haas died in February of 2005. The station and his family have decided it's time to end the series. It's done a great deal for bringing classical music to the masses. Until June 29th, or UT 30th, it's airing not only at 8 p.m. Eastern, but at 10 a.m. Eastern on WCLV, with some of the best Carl Haas programs. At publicradiofan.com, you can find a number of other stations which have been carrying it, and I assume will also be ending the broadcasts. Steve Lehrer in Michigan heard a promo on WLS 890 Chicago that they'll be repeating in its entirety the Big 89 Rewind, which they ran on Memorial Day. It'll be heard again on the 4th of July from 5 a.m. to midnight Central Time, 1000 to 0500 UT. Here's Chicago's most legendary DJs live from what was once the nation's music leader, the Rock of Chicago. From Mike Somavilla via Jeff Jason via Bruce Portzer, IRCA, KTRB 860 in San Francisco, that's the station which recently moved in from Modesto, is back playing San Francisco-based and related music Saturday and Sunday nights from 7 p.m. till midnight. That's 02 to 07 UT Sundays and Mondays. If you hear acid rock on 860, it's probably KTRB. The June NASB newsletter has an item about high-frequency coordination. It says an issue was raised by RCI about Canadian Time Signal Station CHU on 7335, which has had some recent interference issues with broadcasting stations. Not mentioned, but of course, it's WHRI. The HFCC Steering Board believe that this requirement should not be included in the HFCC database, but info about the transmission will be provided to members outside the database. Such fixed service transmissions can continue to operate in the 7300 to 7350 range as long as they don't interfere with broadcast stations. Meanwhile, I wrote to Raymond Pelletier of CHU asking him if there's been any progress about getting WHRI off 7335 after 0600 UT. Any signs of progress? He says, no, no further news. The wheels of intergovernmental negotiations move very slowly. The most effective solution is for your listeners to protest to WHRI and the FCC directly. The FCC may listen to the lobby group that offers the most protests. I had suggested that perhaps CHU should put a message about this on their transmissions like they did previously when they might have been going off the air. This would increase the annoyance and interference factor to WHRI, and CHU would certainly be within its rights to increase the voice content of its broadcasts. Thanks to Ricky Leong for drawing our attention to CBC Radio 1's new summer schedule. Every summer they have lots of new and different programs for a couple of months. The official dates are June 25th to September 2nd, and they have a webpage all about them. I'll mention some of them, and the times mentioned here our local time, beginning in the Atlantic zone and then repeated 1, 2, 3, and 4 hours later, in most cases on webcast, giving us lots of chances to hear them. All the Rage looks at fads and trends through the ages, Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Several environmental series, Climate Currents, about climate change, Mondays at 9:30 a.m. and Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Destination Wellville, about health care, Thursdays at 9:30 a.m., Sundays at 11:30 a.m. Feeling the Heat, also about the environment, Fridays at 9:30 a.m. Flavor of the Week is about spices, Fridays at 7:30 p.m. Hidden City, Unearthing Secret Rules, Behaviors and Activities that Make the Modern City Work, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m., Saturdays 9:30 a.m. Live, or is it Live, by the Drum, Saturdays after the news at 4 p.m. It's a First Nations show, also about other ethnic music. Man, Woman, and Child, the comedy of John Wing, Sundays after the news at 1 p.m. White Coat, Black Art, about medical doctors, Wednesdays at 9:30 a.m. and Sundays at 11 a.m., which of course means that the Sunday edition, as usual, cuts back to only 2 hours. All that on CBC Radio 1. In Japan Premium, Koji Hashimoto reports that the clandestine for Vietnam, Kwe Wong Radio, has changed from 15680 to 15650, heard signing on at 1200 UT. We now have the name for that new service by the Japanese government for abductees in North Korea, which is supposed to start on July 9th. It'll be Radio Furusato no Kaze, which means Wind of Hometown, according to a Kyoto report via Seichi Hasegawa. Last time we mentioned Open Radio for North Korea, now carried by KWHR in Hawaii, Monday through Friday at 11 to 12 UT on 9930. So I had a look at the World Harvest Radio program schedule. They only refer to this as Korean cultural programming. And then I noticed that during the following hour, when they change frequency to 12130, they now have several different Hmong programs, separate from Hmong Lao Radio on WHRI. Tuesday and Thursday, it's Hmong World Christian Radio, and Friday it's Radio Hmong Radio. Furthermore, on Wednesday there's a Vietnamese program. During that hour, Hua Mai Radio. A new edition of the Indonesian Monitoring List by Atsunori Ishida of NDXC shows that RRI Biak has reactivated on 4920, heard since early June, from 0830 to sign off at 1500 and also signing on at 2100. For several days recently, solar flux has gone as low as 65, which accounts for rather poor shortwave reception. The Propagation Outlook from Prague, issued June 21st, Geomagnetic Activity Active to Disturbed, June 30th, July 1st, 10th, and 11th. Quiet, June 27th to 29th, July 2nd, 3rd, 7th to 9th, 13th, 16th, and 17th. Otherwise, unsettled to active. With a standard disclaimer, Glenn Hauser here concluding, World of Radio 1364.